5 minutes to help you begin your day. Yes, it's Moments of Melody time again. Once when D.L. Moody was at the height of his work, he was traveling by railroad train to the next meeting. A young man who had been in a drunken brawl boarded the train at one of the stations. His clothing was in disarray, and he was in a fighting mood. Recognizing Mr. Moody, he began to ridicule him and sing in a loud way some of the precious gospel hymns. This greatly irritated the evangelist, so he asked the conductor to take charge of the fellow. The trainman quieted the drunkard and escorted him to another place, where he kindly washed the young man's face and treated his bruises. Hearing about this, Mr. Moody began to have some pangs of conscience. "Just think," he said to the man next to him, "only last night I was preaching about the Good Samaritan, and yet this morning I find my feet in the shoes of both the priest and the Levite. This trainman's action has served as a rebuke to me from the Lord." Well, today we're going to read the story of the Good Samaritan. Gospel according to Dr. Luke, chapter 10. It happened once that a lawyer rose up trying to put him to test. "Master," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus asked him, "What is written in the law? What is thy reading of it?" And he answered, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with the love of thy whole heart, and thy whole soul, and thy whole strength, and thy whole mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." "Thou hast answered right," he told him. "Do this, and thou shalt find life." But he, to prove himself blameless, asked, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus gave him his answer. "A man who was on his way down from Jerusalem to Jericho fell in with robbers, who stripped him and beat him, and went off leaving him half dead. And a priest, who chanced to be going down by the same road, saw him there and passed by on the other side. And a Levite who came there saw him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, who was on his travels, saw him and took pity at the sight. And he went up to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine into them, and so mounted him upon his own beast and brought him to an inn, where he took care of him. And the next day he took 2 silver pieces, which he gave to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and on my way home I will give thee whatsoever else is owing to thee for thy pains.' Which of these, thinkest thou, proved himself a neighbor to the man who had fallen in with robbers?" And he said, "He that showed mercy on him." And then Jesus said, "Go thy way, and do thou likewise." Help the fallen, speak of Jesus, as along life's path you go. You may lead them to the Savior by the kindnesses you show.